Good morning. I'm happy to have the opportunity to start off our Chicago Bears coat drive once again as we enter our what we call our winter season or our giving season. That's what we like to call it because we give everybody a chance to help someone, which is the most important thing. This time of year, we have a lot of people that are in need. And when you hear around the city, we have a lot of people doing a lot of great things to help someone. So we're going to give everybody a chance to do that by kicking off our Chicago Bears coat drive, which starts on tomorrow, and it goes all the way up to December 15th. And we would like to thank Jewel, Williams Myers Movers, and the Salvation Army. They have been great support of our coat drive over the years. And at this time, I'd like to call Major Greg Thompson, and he could be glad to say a few words about our coat drive.
The Chicago Bears has partnered with the Salvation Army, along with Jewel and Myers, to provide warm winter coats for people in Chicago. It's a marvelous opportunity for us. It's great working with the folks at the Bears organization, Tony Medlin, Becky Coffey, Jessica Kice and Kirsten Rogers, it cannot be lost on you that it's the Bears and the Salvation Army, but it's also Jewel and Myers, all those groups coming together to provide for people who need warmth and need help during these difficult times. It might be interesting for you to know that reports recently showed that about 1 in 7 Chicagoans live in poverty, and interesting. To that little tidbit is that the suburbs are becoming our largest venue of people in need. We're really dealing a lot lately because of the economy and the way things work with the working poor who really need that extra assistance, whether they come to us for help in just finding shelter or whatever, putting food on the table. But at this time, keeping them warm during the cold Chicago winters is our priority. And so we're grateful for the Bears, and we're grateful for this opportunity with Myers and Jewel. We provide about what we think about 30,000 coats every year through this opportunity. And so it's a marvelous, great time for us to meet the needs of people and to feel the support of our team members who come alongside of us and help us do that. So thank you very much to the Bears. Thank you, Tony. He's already excited. He's been out at a picture box already, the box with the picture that we take every year. You'll see it somewhere. And thank you to Jewel, and thank you to Myers, who come alongside us as well and allow us to provide people with warmth during the winter. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody, for coming out. Again, it's a great cause to help all those people in need in this time of the year. We all know how cold it gets in Chicago. We didn't have to reiterate that, but it's the 25th annual coat drive, and just talking to my wife this morning, we had to clean out our kids were growing up fast, so we had to get rid of a couple coats and go out and get some more. So we all have things that we can donate and ways that we can give back, and we're talking to all the Bears Nation, all the Chicagoland area, to reach out and drop off any extra coats and any Joe Losco, and with the help of Myers and obviously the Salvation Army and the Chicago Bears, reach out and give back to those in need in our Bears fan and all Chicagoland area. So definitely asking for everybody's help, and we can definitely make a difference. 30,000 coats, hopefully we can get more this year. So thank you for your help.
I think this situation, I think we can all relate to, wanting to be warm in the wintertime. I can think of a time once upon a time long ago in a little city in the valley of Sacramento. I grew up, the temperature dropped to about 35 degrees. It was freezing, it was brisk, the one thing that my mom did, she made sure before I went out that door that I had a jacket on, and I put my hood up, and she told me to zip my zippers up, and I didn't do it, because, I wanted to be a knucklehead, and then, some years later, I end up in Chicago. And I take a step out with that jacket still unzipped, and I realize why my mom told me to zip that thing up, to me, it's like I said, we can all relate, and it's an opportunity to give back. Tony asked me to come up with me as spokesman, and for this cause, I'm all for it. And same as Berto, my kids are getting older. We have a lot of room. We have a lot of extra jackets, you know, and usually it's kind of passed me down to, you know, some friends and family, but everybody can't use them. Sometimes they get sent back. So everybody can use it, you know, and so wherever we can help, let us help. Thanks.
Again, I'd like to thank Jewel Osco and the Salvation Army and Williams Myers Movers for being part of this coat drive. If anyone would like to get more information concerning our coat drive, they can call 773-205-3529. And if you need any more information concerning the coat drive, like I said, it does last starting tomorrow. It goes always to December 15th. You'd also go to Chicago Bears website, and it's chicagobears.com/community, and get more information. And there are 180 Jewel stores around Chicago. And as you guys know, there are many, many Jewel stores on every corner. So everywhere you look, if you see our collection boxes in the store, you know, you don't have to drop it. If you see the box, you can always come back later and bring our coat.